we are not like the northern states where we get the huge amount of ice where you probably ever want to take a four wheeler or a car out on the ice. You know, that they do that up in the northern states when they get, you know, a couple feet of ice. For us, we're just mainly worried about somebody walking out of the ice, and the minimum you want to look for is 3 inches of ice. So if you can have a ice auger or something like that where you can measure it and get through the ice, that's the best way to check it. Something that kind of is always a thing we deal with is that first ice is always some of the strongest ice when it first comes on in the year. It's later in the year, as you may have had up to a foot of ice on the lake, but then later in the year as it starts to melt, attracts to the surrounding shoreline, everything else, and it melts that ice first. So it makes it more dangerous. You may have 6-8 inches of ice out towards the middle part of a lake, but as it gets later in the year and the ice starts melting back, you may only have an inch right at the shoreline. You need to keep that in mind and make sure that you're safe and where you're going. And if you're going out for the first time and able to have an ice auger, have a hole, start drilling holes as you go out to make sure that ice is still staying safe.